This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's a Friday afternoon, of course, the news dominated by the latest eruption taking place on the Reykjanes Peninsula. My guest today, had he been flying into Iceland from Germany, maybe 6 hours later, would have had a wonderful view of what was happening from the aeroplane. It is someone who's running the Reykjavik Marathon tomorrow. Welcome to my guest, Dr. Andreas Turnsek, who's here
from
Germany.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
As I say, you almost got the timing right with the eruption.
Absolutely. I was just kidding yesterday when we started our flight that I said we have to make it before the next eruption.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Now, you are running the marathon. Tell me about the reasons why, because your story is connected with a very well-known Icelander. I'm going to let you tell the story because when you got in touch, I thought it was fascinating. So why are you running the marathon and what's the connection with Iceland for you?
So first, I did run the marathon 5 times before, and then I always wanted to run it here in Reykjavik. But now I want to do this combination. So I want to start a run for Atli Edvaldsson to remember him. And that's the story. I've been here with my wife for the first time 11 years ago. So, and now I want to come back to run the marathon here. Yeah.
And the figure you mentioned, the name you mentioned, Atli Edvaldsson, who was a footballer here in Iceland. For anyone who doesn't follow football or Icelandic football, I know that you do. Before we get into the personal connection that you had with him, just sort of put him in context for us.
I think it is the connection that he was, first he was famous as a player in Germany in Fortuna Düsseldorf. On the other hand, there's a story around the national trainer Rudi Völler in Germany. So there was a very famous interview. He really freaked out in an interview because in an interview, he was asked why his team lost 3 times in a row, and one of the matches was against Iceland. So Germany lost against Faroe and Iceland, and another I forgot about the country. So he really freaked out. So Atli Edvaldsson is part of the story because he did it. He have won against Germany. So he is kind of well known in Germany, but especially as a trainer or as a player for Fortuna Düsseldorf.
But you played with him, didn't you?
Yes, I played with him. So the story is that Fortuna Düsseldorf has won the German championship once. This was in 1933.
And this weren't playing then.
No. But the story is it was a very famous team because, for example, the goalkeeper was Toni Turek. Toni Turek is a very famous goalkeeper, is a German hero. He was a goalkeeper in the 1954 World Championship. And he played for Fortuna. So on this team said after they have won the German championship, we have to meet each other after our professional time. So let us meet each Monday and play football together. And this is still going on until today.
Okay.
So the former players and people in the surrounding. But to get in this circle, everyone has to agree. So like the Artus round, they have to say, yes, you can play with us. So, and I, because of my job as a television reporter, somehow I went into the circle. I played in this Monday club with my former heroes from my youth time. And one day, Atli Edvaldsson showed up.
Why do you want to run for him? What is it about his memory that you are seeking to preserve?
Because to remember him, him as a person. He is absolutely a football legend, not only in Iceland, in Germany as well. But he was really outstanding person. He has this human touch. He was a very good teacher. He was humorous, and he has really a feeling for the people. He was really a special person.
And you stay in touch with his family, don't you?
Yes. Yes. We met the family 11 years ago, all the 4 children, And I remember I did an interview with him sitting on the couch and all the four children besides him. And I was aware of the fact that each of them played in the national team. Each of them had been a captain. So, and yes, we keep in touch, especially with Sif. And we have been in the European Championship in Netherlands to watch a match. And yeah, we're still in touch.
What do they think of you running this marathon for his memory?
Yeah, I think they are. Some are really glad that someone from, let me say, from outside, from another country, really wants to set a sign. Yeah, and I'm still in touch with his sister as well, and I've shown to them what my jersey will be with this picture on it. Yeah.
And do you think his legacy is well understood, not just by people who knew him, as you did, in Germany? Is he known as an important figure?
Yes, I think so. So, for example, when you talk with diehard Fortuna fans in Düsseldorf about other legions, former players, though, then it's a real serious discussion starting about how good they were, about the tactic and so on. But when you mention the name Atli Edvaldsson, first there come a bright smile on the face, and then they are talking about the person. They say, oh yes, Atli, he was really a special and good person. So he's well known in Germany because of his personality, not only because of this absolutely skill for football.
I think you said at the start of the conversation you've run marathons five times, but this is the first time in Reykjavik.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that course. What do you know of it?
Looking forward, but see, first there's this volcano eruption. I don't know how the air will be.
And well, I've got some good news on that because as we have our conversation at about 12:15 on Friday afternoon, so a day before. Mm-hmm. The very strong winds, which you might have noticed, maybe you felt them coming into the airport last night, they're blowing the pollution from the eruption away to the south, out towards sea, not towards the capital. So if that holds, you're going to be fine. So that's something off the list.
Okay, this is
about
the one side. But the other side, talking about wind.
Yes.
We have been yesterday outside for dinner, and it was a kind of windy. And
outside
cold.
For dinner?
No, not outside. We went out of the hotel and then... yeah, but better inside. But it was so freezy and so windy. And I do hope it will be a bit better tomorrow. But on the other hand, I was searching for a quote from Atli Edvaldsson to put it on my jersey as well. So, and we kept in touch for 12 years. We were good friends, and some ran. He called me, and then he sent me emails. And in one of the last emails to me, he wrote this sentence. He said, "You don't lose when you lose." He meant if you lose a football match or something like this, you lose when you give up. So, and I think this appears to me as well tomorrow. So, and I have to remember this sentence when the wind is blowing in my face and not in my back.
Yes. Well, I wonder about that because I don't run into a couple of kilometers on the treadmill at the gym, maybe, but I've never run a marathon or really run outside. And I wonder if actually the climate here is better for runners because it's quite refreshing, isn't it? It's better than having 35 degrees of sun beating down on you.
Absolutely. And you have to keep in mind that in exactly in this moment in my hometown in Düsseldorf, there is 30 degrees.
Okay.
So my training in the last months and weeks are really, really hot. And it was humid. So this is hard too. But on the other hand, this change is hard as well.
And what is your personal best then? If you've done five marathons before, do you think that you'll manage to better that and improve on that here in Iceland?
My goal is don't let it be the worst
marathon. Don't let it be the worst.
So, I did it five times, and the last time in my hometown, I made it under 4 hours. But I don't know what it will be tomorrow, if I can make it again under 4 hours. I think it will be a little bit hard tomorrow.
Well, of course, as you maybe know, the marathon segues into Culture Night in Reykjavik, where there's lots of fun things to happen. So you can reward yourself with all that Reykjavik has to offer as part of Culture Night tomorrow. And before we let you go, you've got a shirt here. Mm-hmm. Does this have the quote that you mentioned on it? Could you just hold that up? So this is the shirt. You'll be wearing this tomorrow.
Absolutely. You see and on there the foreside, this is the newest for Fortuna Düsseldorf. And the club officially put his name on it.
And there's a photo of him taken some time ago.
It was exactly taken in 1983 when he had this match when he shot 5 goals in one match.
And there he is, photographed in 1983, Atli Edvaldsen. You don't lose when you lose, but when you give up. And that will be driving you forward into the wind.
I hope so.
It's great to meet you today. Mm. I'm going to let you go now and you can make your last minute preparations. How do you prepare the night before a marathon?
Oh, I do hope I can sleep well, not eat too much, and then a light breakfast in the next morning. So
Save the indulgences then for culture night. And I hope you enjoy the days that you have beyond that as well here in Iceland. Great to meet you today, Andreas. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Dr. Andreas Turnzek,
who is running the Reykjavik Marathon tomorrow, as you heard. It's RUV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.